Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245. Kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hips. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody knew where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Now somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying and miners were praying and hearts beat fast and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last except John. And through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all his strength he gave a mighty shove and a miner yelled out, there's a light up above. And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave and now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. And with jacks and timbers they started back down and then came that rumble way down in the ground. And smoke and gas belched out of that mine and everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. And these few words are written on that stand at the bottom of this mine. Lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.